This is Tim Brooks. I'm in Webster Hall talking with Johnny Cash, who is appearing tonight in the Hootenanny Show. Johnny Cash, you have a very distinctive style, something that's hard to come by in popular music and even harder to hold on to. How long did it take you to develop? When did you start singing?
Tim, we didn't develop a style. This is something that we naturally did. I mean, we didn't even know we had a different style until people told us. It's the only way we could do it. Uh-huh. We don't read or write music, and we sing it and play it the way we feel it.
When did you start singing?
Well, when I was about 4 years old, but professionally, 55.
And by 57, you were one of the top hit makers in the country.
Thank you. You're very kind.
A lot of your old records say Johnny Cash and the Tennessee 2. Do you have the Tennessee 2 still with you?
They're still with me. We've added one more to make it to Tennessee 3. The drummer, W.S. Holland, is the third one. Luther Perkins and Marshall Grant have been with me since we started, or before we started even, professionally.
You say you don't read or write music. You do write a lot of your own material, though, don't you?
Yes, I do. I write about half of it. Write is not the word. I make it up, and it's all in my head when I go to the studio, and the music publisher writes the sheet music out.
That's all you need, though. What's your own favorite music?
My own favorite music? Folk music. My favorite song is You'll Never Walk Alone.
Very pretty song. Do you think your style has adapted any in the last few years? You've added some trumpets in some numbers in the last year or so.
Well, we're always trying something different. You'll notice on every single record we release, on at least one side, we've got something that we don't usually do on record. And in the case of Ring of Fire and The Matador, we added two trumpets.
One of the numbers you're going to be doing tonight, you mentioned, includes a dobro. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us what this is?
A dobro is, some people call it a Hawaiian guitar, but this instrument was invented and manufactured by a man named Rudy Dobro. He lives in Pasadena, California. And it's an unamplified steel guitar. It was invented before instruments were electrified.
I see. The man you have playing it with you is very good at it. Has he been with you very long?
He's only worked a very few shows with me. But I found, through June Carter, we found him in Chattanooga, Tennessee. He teaches guitar, mandolin, banjo, anything with strings he plays. And we asked him to come up to Dartmouth to do the show with us.
You mentioned on the stage is another name for this, in addition to the dobro, too.
They call it the hound dog guitar.
Is this used widely in country music now, or very often?
Well, it's kind of an affectionate name, you know, that the guitar players use to describe it.
You must have a very tight schedule of events. You came in just this morning for this show, and you're leaving when, tomorrow morning?
No, we leave immediately after the show. We have a show tonight after this at, hey, June, what town is that?
Pittsfield, Massachusetts,
150 miles.
When do you get any rest?
Well, I guess when we're dead, I don't know.
Not since then, huh?
No, we have tomorrow off. We'll sleep tomorrow.
I see, and then hit the circuit again?
Yeah, we go up into Ontario, London, Toronto, back down to Saginaw, Flint, Lansing.
I see. One final question. Is this the first time you've been in Dartmouth, first of all?
Yes, it is.
What do you think of Dartmouth and New England?
New England, now. I've been to New England several times, but Dartmouth, I've never been to Dartmouth before. I think people are people wherever they are, you know. I get the same reaction no matter where, in Australia or Ireland or wherever.
You've traveled all over the world, then.
Yes, we have. Mm-hmm.
Johnny Cash, we thank you very much for being with us here in Webster Hall tonight, and hope to see your show.
Thank you, Tim. Nice to be with you.
Tim Brooks at Webster Hall.